From there, I'm just gonna put together all that stuff. So, bending, string bending with, so one of the common ways to combine string bending with hammer-ons and pull-offs is, you know, suppose I bend that second string, 8th fret, and then I'll pick the next string and hammer and pull off, hammer on and pull off that one. How about this? I'll bend the note, I'll release it back down to where I started, and then I'll pull it off. So I'm at the second string, 8th fret, I'm gonna bend the note, and then release it back down to the unbent position, and then pull off to the 5th fret. Very common. And then I'll add some vibrato on that note. So, you know, you're doing all these techniques at the same time. You're not gonna master all this stuff. I'm just introducing you to the techniques necessary. Here, how about that? That's a double stop and a string bend and vibrato. So I'm at the first string, 8th fret, and I'm at the second string, 8th fret. One is played by pinky, the other one is played by third finger. And with that third finger, I also have fingers 1 and 2 on the same string because I'm going to bend it up a whole step while ringing out the first string. So now I got a double stop and a string bend. And while the note is up there, I'm going to shake it. I'm only going to shake the lower one, by the way. I'm going to try and leave the upper one as is. Very common. Alright, and I'm still in the first position. So we haven't even done any other positions, but you can see I can make a lot of music with those embellishments. So you're not going to learn all the embellishments in one day. What I suggest is you just do one per week, okay? Namely, you just do hammer-ons and pull-offs only for that whole week, all right? And then you do a whole nother week of just vibrato. You're doing a whole nother week of double stops in all the positions, and then a whole nother week of string bending. And string bending will take longer because you have to do the intervallic analysis. I will show you as a shortcut, if you bring in what I told you to bring in, the intervallic analysis, and show me that you did it, I will help you with where the best spots to bend are in each position. And then you just basically memorize them. Remember that there's only 12, there's only 5 positions and there's only 12 keys. So if you memorize where to bend the notes in each of the 5 positions, that's going to apply to any of the keys. So in this position we have right here for the A that we've been working on all day, if you memorize that, okay, 3rd string, finger 3 bends, 2nd string, finger 3 bends, 1st string, you know, then any key you go in, you can easily do that. You know, if you move it to the key of C, now you're at the 8th fret. 8th fret. My muscles remember where to bend. I'm not thinking about intervals anymore. All right. I'm just going to jam a little bit back in the key of A. And I'll take it out and hope you have fun. Let me know your questions when I see you.